This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stefan, Jennifer Horn is here. Where's Roberta? Do we ever find out whether her material works or not? She's got a lot of things in the Queen of Sheepbox today. At least she could do a show up to explain them. However, where is she? What's the... Another outrage. McFadden's not here. Roberta's not here. And here we are, doing our best, like Charles Atlas, to hold up the globe. I've got the whole world in my hands.
You should write a song about that.
Got the whole world in my hands. I've got the whole wide world in my hands.
Can you believe I encouraged that, Ken?
World in my hands.
Yeah, bro, it's your fault.
Soft in my
All right, PetSmart and Petco. Two examples of how the small business person that used to have the nice little store on the corner where you could buy things for your pet, Gonzo. PetSmart, Petco are competitors. However, they are in unison today because they are boycotting treats made in China. Why do we have to buy treats? This shows you how the whole world has gone bananas. Why do we have to buy dog treats? We don't have to. Why have we chosen to buy snacks, treats, bones, biscuits, whatever?
Because people love their pets and want
no.
to treat them.
If you love your pets, you won't buy them the crap that comes from China.
Well, I mean, you asked about treats, not about Chinese treats.
No, I didn't. I asked about why would people buy treats made in China.
Oh, I thought you said why would people buy
treats. No, I understand why they buy treats for their dogs
and cats.
Because
you, of all people, know.
Yeah.
Because people don't look at the, most people don't look at the labels.
Yep, you're right.
I don't know.
And you don't think about it, especially when you're doing, you know, feeding, picking up dog or cat food. You wouldn't think about that.
Isn't it interesting how we start off a program that basically is about what is happening in America, or at least that's our theme. This is the Good Day program. Good Day USA is what it used to be called. And yet, how many times do we start off the hour talking about what's going on elsewhere? For example, the North Koreans fired near a South Korean warship in open seas yesterday. Why is that important to us? I don't think it is, but it's something that people are talking about. Why? What possible difference could that make to any of you whether North Korea fired a missile near a South Korean warship?
It's a world event, and because we, as Americans, are interested in North Korea because of that creepy little leader that they have, Kim Jong-un.
I have four, no fewer than four items in front of me that have to do with things going on in China. For example, there was a bombing yesterday. They killed 31 people in western China. Do you know how China's divided? How many people have been to China other than me here?
Kenny,
you've
been to China?
All right.
No.
Jennifer, no. Okay. So there is a vast difference. I kind of want to compare it to America in a way that would make it relative, but I don't know that there is a relative comparison other than maybe taking areas of New Mexico, Texas, maybe parts of Oklahoma and Arizona, Utah. There are a lot of places in these states where there's open, there's really tremendous available land. But we have really no idea how vast the western part of China is, where there's basically no government.
Excuse me.
I had a drink of pineapple. I had a pineapple drink, pineapple juice. Oh. Seems to have gone down the wrong way. Anyway, so you go along the East Coast, Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong, a lot of the industrial cities are within 100 miles, 150 miles of the coast. You go inland 1,000 miles in China, and you are nowhere. in the middle of nowhere, no man's land. There's virtually no government. The people, the farmers, those who exist in these areas do so on their own. It's like living in the Wild West. Remember the stories you heard about the 1849 gold rush,
mm-hmm.
where people would go
their claim,
and then somebody come behind and they just kill them and they take their claim. There was no, everything was whoever the biggest, strongest, toughest was survived. If you went out there and you stuck, as Jennifer suggested, stake a claim, somebody else wanted, they just kill you and they take it. That's the way it is in Western China. It is, when you get out toward, as the sort of countries come together, Russia and China, headed toward Siberia, and even down south, Manchuria. It is like nothing you can possibly imagine other than some of the heartlands of Africa. We cannot understand or begin to imagine what life is like. We think the planet in the year 2014 is progressive. We have this conversation about technology and it's this, that. There's nothing there. Zero. The tribes in Africa are killing each other because of the mostly Europeans going down into Africa, as they did in Asia, and just sort of chopping everything up. The Dutch got this, the French got that, the English got this over here. So they just put arbitrary lines, not respecting the tribal realities. And by the way, the Chinese are basically a tribal nomadic country as well. So you put this stuff together and you have a Molotov cocktail of craziness. When it clashes with the realities of our technology and travel today, it is really something. Remember the story a couple of weeks ago about the Sherpas not wanting to go up Mount Everest? You think about how vast that area is, yet so many people want to conquer it. That whole area of the world is just, there's nothing there. Zero. Nothing. And yet, we talk about the population explosion, 8 billion people. They all live close to the ocean. Yeah, that's maybe Mother Nature. We have all these people screaming about global warming. Maybe this is Mother Nature's way of weeding out a lot of the population because the Earth can't possibly provide for all these people going forward. So melt the ice cap, drown a few billion people, and we'll be back to some workable situation. Yeah, everybody's built. Look at America. How many people in this country live within 100 miles of the ocean?
A lot.
I have two places, and they're both within 100 miles of the ocean, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast. I could throw a stone at the Pacific Ocean where I am.
Fancy.
Well, no, it's because that's kind of where we want to live.
Right.
It's much more pleasant. You think I want to live in the mountains of Utah? Why would you want to do that? Or even in the mountains of Colorado, the mountains anywhere. I mean, I know that people say it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
But what's there? You got to go down. Anyway, I think I've made my point. So the Chinese have a bombing situation in Western China. There's a lot of violence that is not being reported by the news media all over China. China is a very volatile country, as is Iran. You know, the news media does such a horrible job at reporting what's really going on. The latest, the little thread that you see wrapped around this video, the intervention of the Iranian government in those kids having fun with a Pharrell Williams song, "Because I'm Happy." You saw that? That's just, that's an indication of how the people really feel there and what they really want in their lives versus what the government feels comfortable allowing them to do. And that is the same as in China. The Chinese people want, for the most part, a revolution, but they don't do it because they think it'll screw up their economic revolution. The government says, we're responsible. The government has put all this together. The government's responsible for the benefits that the Chinese people have, so you better not screw that up. All right? Who's going to argue with that? Everybody's driving a Buick over in China now.
Right?
Right?
That's right.
Now, the other thing from China, this should be called Good Day China. The story this week
is...
Has a
ring to it.
Yeah, it's great.
I'll be Tokyo Rolling.
Somebody's saying, listen to that moron trying to...
Pretty much.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway.
But enough about me.
So one more story from China.
Yes, please.
All right. The security checks for the tech firms. The United States of America has indicted some of the Chinese businesses that so many American businesses are doing business with because they have hacked into some of our business and social functioning websites, trying to find out more about, and this is not Chinese business, actually. They're coming after American business, but it's the Chinese military that's doing it. What do you think they're doing with that information? Anybody want to venture a guess? Kenny, what do you think the Chinese are doing with that information?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. They're just probably collecting just to collect it.
Yeah.
I think or selling. Hello.
Really? To whom would they sell it?
I don't know. Whoever wants it.
Uh-huh. Well, it's interesting to sort of speculate, isn't it? Okay, I think I've had enough of China. Everybody had enough of China?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
I'll be hungry again in a few hours for more. Thank you, Michael.
And by the way, what does Chinese food for breakfast taste like? We all know what Chinese food for dinner tastes like. What's Chinese food? What do they have? What's a typical Chinese breakfast?
Probably rice. Wouldn't you?
Anybody know?
Some kind of rice dish?
Rice Krispies? Gluten-free?
Oh, boy.
You think?
Sure, Dougie.
Well,
I'll jump on this boat with you. Sure.
Right. Even though it's singing, taking on water. Hagamore 18 after on Good Day.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like Toca Djembe drums for only $19, or Squire Stratocaster electric guitars for only $89, or a digital reference mic for just $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts, responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. With all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Find out more about Gutsy Chewy products at GutsyProducts.com. The BuzzBox Coffee Box is open for business at DougStefan.com. Get your free pound of coffee and help change the world one cup of coffee at a time. And it's really delicious coffee as well. Official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Get your free pound BuzzBox coffee at DougStefan.com. Hey, everybody.
everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Michael Jackson this week.
Because he's back.
Broken more records this week as his latest single and album have both made their way onto the charts. Is this the new single, Kenny?
Yes, it is.
All right. Let's crank this up and see if we can get the lyric line. It's called Escape, right?
That's the album.
Yeah. Love never felt so good as this song, right?
Yes.
I like this.
I like it too. He sounds like he has a little bit of a cold, doesn't he?
The first artist to notch a top 10 Hot 100 hit in each of the 5 decades in which he was alive. So go back to Got to Be There 1971, and now here he is again, 2014. Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it, huh? I like this song. And the music world is so badly inspired, if that's the word. There's really nothing that's great around. I mean, you look at the music that they use on The Voice or American Idol for their contest. By the way, we have the winner of American Idol in the next half hour here on Good Day. But, I mean, think about what songs they've been singing. Most of them are traditional hits that people know. This is good. I like this. Crank it up, Michael. When was this recorded, Kenny?
In 1983.
1983.
During the sessions for the Thriller album.
Very timeless. It doesn't sound
like... So, yeah, why would they have put this away? How is it that the selection is made of putting stuff in an album or putting it on the shelf? And there, we've said earlier this week, there are like hundreds of Michael Jackson songs that were stashed away as protection for his family so that they would have income in case he ever left. So it's almost like he was planning to leave in a way.
No, he was a really good businessman, and yeah, he wanted to make sure that the money didn't stop for his children, yeah, if he should die. And every time he went in to record anything, he recorded extra songs, and he would decide that these five songs are going in the vault. And they're good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you hear when some singers die and they go and they
read
their stuff.
Yeah, it's crap.
And they're not finished and they sound, you know, they sound like they needed something.
Right.
But this is a hit.
Doesn't sound like anything except good music to me, good pop music. Grab it out. Again, it's called Love Never Felt So Good. Jackson's 29th Hot 100 Top 10 song, granting him sole possession of the third most top 10 hits in the history of Billboard, 55 years. The sign is always that Jackson and the Hot 100 were sort of meant to be together. Both arrived on the scene in the same month, August 1958. The Billboard charts go back to August 1958. He passes Stevie Wonder, with whom he'd been tied since Jackson scored his last top 10 hit, You Rock My World. That was, 2001. Madonna leads all acts, though, with 38 top 10 hits.
Wow.
The Beatles rank second with 34. Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, Elton John each have 27.
Mariah Carey surprises me.
She's pretty good when it comes to... I think she's pretty hot. I think she's pretty hot, period, but pretty hot when it comes to... And Janet Jackson does nothing for me.
Oh, see, and I love Janet.
Not a thing. Maybe it just... I was turned off by that Nipplegate thing, and it never... Whatever she was doing after that, it just...
You flash one lousy nipple, and Doug doesn't like
it. Well, it just seemed so contrived, and the way it was handled was bogus.
Right.
Although I don't have the same feelings about Justin Timberlake, so I don't know. Whatever, maybe. Call me inconsistible. Is that a word?
It is now.
Merriam-Webster, sure. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, sometimes just one is not enough. And it doesn't only refer to potato chips. It can refer to dogs and cats as well. Many of my listeners have more than one pet or have one pet and are thinking of adding a second pet into the household. Some people are real lucky. My mom was able to go out, pick up a stray, bring them in the house, and somehow they all got along with each other. But there are things you need to know. A little first pet psychology. Anytime a new animal is coming into a house where one animal already exists, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be territorial challenges. There's going to be challenges over affection. There's going to be challenges over food. It's up to you as a good pet guardian to avoid these. And one of the best ways to avoid it is to introduce the two dogs away from the house, perhaps on neutral territory, so they get to know each other without all the territorial craziness. Also, start feeding each dog out of two dishes so there's no possessiveness over food. Given time, a little space, and a lot of work on neutral territory, one day you'll come home and find them sleeping whisker to whisker. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Let's check some of the social media, shall we, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day, I went through some of the email earlier on. What are people commenting on as we look around at the information that is posted at today's show at DougSteffen.com, things that people are using for their, I guess, the overall sources, what people use for information, how you find out that has changed so much. What if I told you I never read a newspaper? Would you believe me?
No, I wouldn't believe you.
All right, just wondering. So. Kenny.
Yes, sir.
That's happening.
Well, there's some comments about the weird big story about the Levi Strauss CEO saying you should never wash your
I love food. It when these stories grab everybody's attention. This is more people are talking about this today than anything else.
It's so silly. Who cares?
Stop washing your jeans. Go ahead.
So we asked how often do you wear your jeans before you toss them in the washing machine? Uh-huh. Roy says once.
Really?
Susan says for a week, but when she buys new ones, she's going to try it his way.
Okay. She's going to give him a chance.
Jay says 2 or 3 days. William says a week, and Yvonne says 3 days.
Really? My grandfather used to say, my grandfather was a barber, he used to say the only difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut was 3 days.
Oh, that's true.
That's it.
I don't know. If your jeans can actually walk to the laundry themselves, that means you've worn them too long.
Yeah.
All right, what other comments do we have about items that may not be as pressing, Kenny, as the length of time to wear your jeans between washing, but they have some sort of significance, so let's not just focus on jeans.
Well, there are a lot of comments about some of the pictures that we have posted on Facebook. Mm-hmm. More comments there than on anything else. The most recent is a terrific picture of Charlotte where she's looking up right at the camera, and there are tons of people who decided to write what they think Charlotte would be saying.
Really? And they said?
And, well, Rich McFadden is the first comment on there. And he says, and you complain about my gas.
Okay, keep going. Charlotte does have a little bit of gas here and there.
Diana says, just do your job and I'll do mine.
Mm-hmm. She's doing it. She's on the floor snoring. Yeah.
Linda says, feed me now.
Mm-hmm. That's what she usually... Meredith's on me all the time. You haven't fed her yet? What an outrage.
Don't make her beg, Dougie. Come
on. By the way, that was Meredith who took that picture of her. Go ahead. Next.
Marie says, isn't it Friday yet? Benny says, looks like a stare-down competition.
Who's yeah. winning?
Yeah.
Betty says, whoever woke me is going to pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some of that. I say, McFadden has decided graces with his presence. So you had to get the gas shot in there, didn't you?
Well, it's just, well, between you and Charlotte, there are more noise and...
Yeah. It sounds like a symphony over there yeah. sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. It's definitely it's the men's locker room.
Charlotte would be very upset with you, Richie. Including her in the men's locker room.
The thing that cracks me up about Charlotte is she always has this nonplussed look about her.
Nothing phases her.
Yeah. Like, what do you want?
Yeah. Next. What are you doing on my street?
That's exactly.
We were driving around in Boston. Was it yesterday, I think, or the day before? And she's trying to get Charlotte to look at some of the dogs that are walking down the street. And she's as if to say, what are those dogs doing on my street?
Right.
That kind of stuff. Well, I'll tell you, been the most wonderful companion for all these years. And she's not hearing so well and she doesn't see so well. But she still is able to create... I don't know if it's awake, but she creates when she's present. We all know she's present. And that's the great thing about her. She has such a wonderful personality. We all build, unfortunately, some of us don't have people to build our lives around and our friendships. So we find them in the world of our pets. And sometimes they're just so much more beneficial because it's all unconditional. This dog wants nothing but to be as close to me as she can be. And that's it. That's she spent her life out the door. She's out first. In the car, she's in first. In the truck, she's in first. Where am I going? She's around. She spent the only time that she spends, she has her routine every morning. She goes out of the house, and she spends about an hour wandering around the barnyard. Goes into the barn, smells. Goes around the barn, smells. Just checking to make sure the domain is as it is supposed to be. And that normally takes her about an hour.
You ever had any close calls with tractors?
With Charlotte?
Yes.
Not really. I mean, she
drives the tractor.
I'm very careful in everybody in the yard. I will tell you something. It may not be that I'm universally loved, but Charlotte pretty much is universally loved.
No.
Everybody
just
looks out for her.
You know,
she's not good about cars or a vehicle, but she'll look at me if I'm on a tractor and I'm in the yard. She doesn't want to. I've not tried, but only once or twice to actually take her on the tractor with me. She has no interest at all.
Yeah, good
in
dog.
Being on the tractor. She doesn't want to be on it, and she really doesn't want to be near it. She'll watch and she'll keep her eye on where the equipment is. But again, I'm certainly very careful, and so are others around her. And I try not to leave her around outside unless it's something I'm moving quick.
Can she jump up in the truck by herself still?
Yes. Yep, she does. Yep, she jumps in the car and the truck. And she can, but I don't let her jump out because it's hard on her shoulder. But,
let me ask you this. This is the hard question. As a guy, have you started to face reality yet?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, don't make Dougie cry.
No, I don't. It's just, this is what I worry about with Doug, is that he thinks Charlotte will live forever. And
but when you deal with it, you can't worry about it forever, you know?
I know. I know. I'm sorry.
Good job, Rich. This show was going so well.
I've been here 3 minutes.
You believe it to you. You know, it's funny. Before I came back, when I was thinking at the bottom, I don't remember why I was thinking about this, but I was thinking about you and Michael Paradiso, who's the fellow that runs the network. And Richie and Michael are like two peas in a pod. They're like fingers in a glove. And I think the only thing they ever argue about is me. I don't think you have. Honestly, you've never. I can't imagine you having an argument with Paradiso. With you,
we're on the same page.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. And the only time.
Well, what do you argue with about Doug?
Sometimes I have to defend Doug. Sometimes I don't know why I am.
Excuse me. Right.
But I'm usually fairly faithful to Doug.
Other business news. Yes, you are, and that's why I love you.
Fairly.
What in the world is going on at Sears? I know what's going on, but it is—it's like watching an institution melt before your very eyes. And the tragedy here is that we had such a great institution in Sears Roebuck and Company. You could buy tools that actually were good. You could buy refrigerators that actually worked. You could do and find bargains in so many different areas. Eddie Lambert, who is a hedge fund guy, saved Kmart a number of years ago. And here's a guy that came from some money, created a hedge fund, bought out Kmart when it was in bankruptcy, and basically bought it because it was a real estate play. All of the Kmart was probably the original outfit. Marshalls did it afterwards. But if you look around, and then some of the restaurant chains bought up leases or bought up land, and what became more valuable than the business was the land the business sat on. And so with the Kmart, they had so many great leases, or they actually owned the land, upon which store was built, that was the reason to buy it out. And that's what he did. And he bought it for nothing. I mean, he was brilliant when it came to land strategy. Nobody even knows who this guy is. Nobody knows. It's not like Lee Iacocca. Everybody knows who he is. Nobody knows who Eddie Lambert is. Anyway, so he buys up through his hedge fund, like Warren Buffett has done, but Warren Buffett has been much more practical, and he has had much broader appeal in his investments than Eddie Lambert has had. Because basically, Berkshire Hathaway is just a big hedge fund, and the stock value of it is, astronomical. Lambert is well known to be a smart land guy. So after Kmart, and when Sears got into trouble, he did the same thing. Bought up all the leases. He bought up all the land, all of the places where the Sears Roebuck stores are. And then he proceeds to meld or mesh the two companies, which were nothing. Sears was special before. Kmart was nothing. Kmart was Dreck. And it was the forerunner to Walmart. Dreck. But didn't have Sam Walton behind it. It had somebody that really didn't have an affinity for the retail business. And so what we have now is the first quarter loss is astronomical. And a lot of them, because we're now in the second quarter, a lot of these businesses that are public are reporting their first quarter numbers. And Sears numbers are just, the losses are widening. Sales have declined. They can't attract shoppers anymore. And the guys are sitting there, we'll have a big meeting to find out. You're selling junk, you morons. That's why people are not coming to your store. That's why the Craftsman label, I never had anything in my house that wasn't a Sears Roebuck refrigerator, washing machine, dryer.
I bought my last refrigerator from them. Yeah. It is the biggest hunk of garbage I've ever owned. And I grew up with Kenmore refrigerators.
We all did.
Yeah. So what do you buy now?
I don't know. This thing's still chugging along, but the experience I had when the compressor went out on my Sears, which it's a Maytag, it was a Kenmore, but it was built by Maytag or something like.
Yeah.
And when the compressor went out,
name that used to be great,
it took them 11 days to get a new compressor to me from Pennsylvania, which is an hour and a half away.
Yep.
I said, I will drive there and pick up the compressor myself. Yeah. I cannot go without a refrigerator for 11 days.
Yeah.
And they could not make it work.
They don't get it. They don't get it.
It was the worst. It just horrible.
Here's an example of something pretty interesting. Yesterday I ordered seed. I ordered clover because I have to plant a field this weekend. And I don't have any more clover. I have other grasses, and I usually keep a supply, but I don't have any clover. So I called the seed supply outfit that I usually use, and I said, I'm kind of in a jam. No problem, Mr. Stefan. I see you bought all these seeds before, and we love your loyalty, and so we'll make sure that the shipment goes out tomorrow, and you'll have it on Thursday. He'll put the thing on a truck and deliver it to me because I'm a loyal customer.
You don't think that makes a difference to people when it comes to stuff like that? If I'd have gone and tried to find that seed, because it's a specialty seed, I could have waited, like Richie said, a week or 10 days at a time of year when every day is important. And so you decide...
What do you buy clover for?
I have to plant a field back into grass that was in corn last year.
They eat, though, don't they?
Oh, the cows will love it. Yeah. Once it grows fast, and you can chop it probably two or three times over the course of the season. It's great stuff. But the point is that here we have a company that has built, it's an independent family-owned company that's built, and they're farmers, built their trade on servicing people. What a concept. It sort of goes back to the discussion we were having earlier about AT&T buying out DirecTV. These people don't have a clue, and we all know this. We call to try to get somebody at the phone company, can't get them. Try to get somebody at the airline, can't get them. Try to get anywhere, can't get anybody.
Apple gets it.
No, I don't think they do.
No, they absolutely do.
I think when you go into an Apple store, they're arrogant little snots.
You don't
have any knowledge.
That arrogant little snot fixed my phone in 15 minutes when I went in there with a problem last week.
Ask Meredith. I mean, she goes
free.
In there.
No
they
charge.
Chase her around. They give you no knowledge. You have to come back. Ugh, man. And I don't bother with it.
Well, you have to know how to work the system. You go online. You make an appointment for 4:30 this afternoon. You go.
I know how to work the system. I send Bob. That's how I work the system.
Nice.
About that TV report.
Yeah. Okay, television report. Actually, we're going to have more time for the television report because Kreitler's not here, so we'll do a whole bunch of stuff because I want to make reference to the Tonight Show in a couple of different areas and ways. 13 for the hour now, and good day.
There's a place where past vacation memories are talked about and shared for a lifetime, where new experiences never disappoint, and where the only thing better than visiting is coming back again. Visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Exciting attractions for every member of the family. 60 miles of picture-perfect beachline will take your breath away, but leave your wallet happy. Affordability meets fun in Myrtle Beach, because you shouldn't have to sacrifice on vacation. Take a walk to remember down our nationally acclaimed boardwalk, and breathe the ocean's salty mist. Experience fun-filled water activities, oceanfront amusement rides, and golf courses that truly inspire. Immerse yourself in world-class entertainment, amazing variety, exceptional value. From coastal cuisine to true southern cooking, indulge every appetite with award-winning dining and the freshest seafood the coast has to offer. Visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Enjoy so much more for so much less, and leave with memories to last a lifetime.
Memorial Day weekend is here, and if you're thinking of buying a car, go to TrueCar.com. Hey, it's Leah. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. Yes, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might have of overpaying. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three very easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking at. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. Just print out that TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
When you buy a quality Serta mattress from Sam's Club, you'll sleep
even better, knowing you got it for a fantastic price. Now, because for a limited time, Sam's Club has a special buy on a plush Serta Queen set. Just $398 now through Memorial Day. Hurry in while supplies last for one sweet dream of a Serta deal at Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. Delivery available. See club for details.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A cacophony of themes.
It's a remix.
Normally the Money Pit theme would be appropriate here, but because Tom's, one of his children is graduating today, I think that's what the deal is. So he's not worrying about work, he's worrying about what's going on with his family, not a bad thing to do. Meanwhile, we have Jennifer Horn, very important member of our family, here to first tell you about the season 13 winner of American Idol.
Yeah, it was the big night last night. It was a two-hour broadcast filled with lots of big celebrity appearances and a lot of commercials, apparently. People were complaining about that. Really? The two finalists of the 13, by the way, were Jenna Irene and Caleb Johnson. They were waiting to see who would be the idol. And
spoiler alert.
Caleb. Spoiler alert. Yeah, if you're sorry about that.
Send your tweets. Okay.
Caleb is a new American Idol. He gets a big cash prize, a record deal. And then he and Jenna Irene have also won Ford Mustangs. So at least she doesn't go home empty-handed. She gets
Is she any good?
They both are pretty good.
Yeah, right. So they were the two best, I think.
The guy, he's a rocker. He does the AC/DC, Zeppelin.
And she came in second. She can run for Congress someplace.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like Lincoln. Very good, Dougie.
In 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
Speaking of other reality shows, the cast of Duck Dynasty making news again.
Quack, quack. Yeah.
Not for anything that they said, but for their quack. You're right, Dougie. Really? The Robertson family members, Willie, Corey, Jace, Missy, and Uncle Si, helped set a Guinness World Record for duck calling yesterday.
Quack, quack, quack.
They all gathered in Florida for a Salvation Army fundraiser, and they set the record for the most people duck calling simultaneously.
What does it say about the culture of our country that these people have the prominence that they do? What does that say about the culture of our country?
I just drove through Kentucky the other day.
Yeah.
It's It doesn't surprise me.
Okay, well, I guess I'll take that for what it's worth.
That's, face value. That's America, brother.
Uh-huh. It is, well, it's part of America, for
yes,
sure.
No, it's a lot of America.
Yeah, I don't have any ducks on my farm. And if they're geese,
you should
get
some ducks.
Try to shoot them.
Of course, you'd probably run over them with your
next. Yeah,
right. ABC has this brand-new singing competition. Go figure. You know, I guess these singing competitions are like a thing now.
Right.
It's called Rising Star. It'll be on ABC this summer. And there's some big-name celebrity judges for this show. They got Brad Paisley on the judging panel because
wow.
he's a superstar.
Yeah.
He joins Kesha and hip-hop artist Ludacris. Josh Groban, the singer, is going to be the new Ryan Seacrest for this show. He's going to host the whole thing.
Yeah.
He's done some hosting before. Yeah, and this is a Dick Clark production, so it shouldn't be too bad.
Dick Clark comes back from the dead. All right, speaking of that, Johnny Carson in the focus and Jay Leno next here on Good Day. Or maybe not.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room. From coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no.
About...
Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm gonna...
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day. Even resume software. This week, get Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Coffee for $5.99. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 5/24/14. Limited progressive roll supplies last.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
It was on this date, 1992, that theme was played by Doc Severinsen and the NBC Tonight Orchestra for the last time.
92.
I'm choked up. I remember when Ed came and spoke as the graduation speaker at Heidelberg. I remember talking about Johnny Carson, and I got choked up talking about him then as I was introducing Ed. There's something about him that was so universally American. The end of three decades of late nights spent with Carson.
92.
McMahon, yep. 22 years ago. Wow, when you consider that Jay Leno was the host for 21 years, it kind of makes sense.
God, I feel old right now.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Jay Leno says he feels free to travel. He's doing more stand-up routines and not a peep about doing another television show, which is a national tragedy in and of itself. He says he's enjoying, he's not in retirement, but he likes what he's doing. I can't imagine the guy not being on television. Can you? I mean, think about it.
He'll be back.
He did a lot of stand-up. Even while he was still
right,
you know,
he was
doing
out on Friday and Saturday night usually. Yeah,
right.
Sunday night sometimes. Yeah, right. But he says that he is happy to do more stand-up, and he's good at that. Carson, when he was first at it, when he used to go around, man, was he great at that too.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.